Imagine starting your day at 5:30 a.m. for a 7:30 to 5 work shift, attending classes in the evening, and finally returning home at 9 p.m. You are exhausted from the full day, only to do it all over again tomorrow. That's the life of Karen Stengel, who says she's a 27-year-old mother who works at Northport VA Hospital and is going back to school for psychology. She's not alone. The National Center for Education Statistics found that in 2007, 38% of students were 25 years of age or older, and project that that number will remain stable or increase within the current decade. But there's another factor at hand in these findings, the 2007 recession. In colleges across the country, this has affected the student population. At Stony Brook University, the average student is 21 years old, while 10% are 25 years or older. Stengel began her education studying criminal law, but after a 3-year term in the military and working to support herself and family, she's recently decided to return to school to finish her degree. After getting her associate's in psychology from Suffolk Community College, she transferred to Stony Brook to finish her bachelor's in the major. It hasn't been the easiest road for the full-time employee and non-traditional student.
For me, one of the bigger issues is that I'm in school with people that are a lot younger. I sense that they have more time, even if they do have jobs. My life is really, really full.
Stengel has such a hectic schedule that she finds it next to impossible to take part in organized social activities aimed for students her age.
I don't really get to look at my notes because by then I'm burnt, I'm tired. So I don't get to really catch up on my schoolwork until mostly the weekend. And at that time I have to do housework and whatever else stuff that I have to take care of.
But Stony Brook University does offer services created to support non-traditional learners in an environment that may not always feel catered to them. Emily Resnick is a senior advisor for the Office of Commuter Student Services at the university. In her work creating and developing programs targeted toward the non-traditional student, she's found that many students look for social outlets that help them connect with other students that face the same challenges. But it's not easy.
Commuter students in general, and really is probably true for all students, have tons of things on their plates. You know, they may have a full-time job, they may have familial responsibilities. You know, and I recognize that as the senior advisor for the office, that oftentimes this population that I serve have so many things on their plates, it's difficult for them to find the time to do extracurricular things or just general social experiences on campus. Even more so often the case for adult learners.
One of the more recently created student organizations is the Adult Learner / Non-Traditional Student Association. It's an organization by students to help non-traditional students.
There's something we said for peer-to-peer support, and I think that, you know, there's nothing quite like having the satisfaction of being part of something, like being part of history or being part of really making something happen here on campus and certainly making friends along the way.
For Stengel, completing her degree is all that matters. In the meantime, she continues juggling her daily schedule in hopes of finishing her bachelor's and leaving her current job for a better one. Like the many adults who are going back to school to complete their degree or further their education, it's all about the balancing act. And Stengel doesn't seem to be giving up anytime soon. For WUSB News, I'm Leah Shaw.